What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again to another video. Today's video, like yesterday's, was inspired by a number of my students, because if you've ever been in my classroom, you can see a bunch of stickers just laying on the desk. One of the stickers is a Goku sticker. The rest of them are all BTS stickers, because my students do admire this new musician group. I don't really know if they're new, but I've just heard of them within the past few years. So they always tell me, Miss Mama, you need to stream this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. I don't really remember the names, but the more recent one, we were actually on the call at the end of our check-in, and they said, stream this video called Dynamite. So I made a promise to them early. They got me. I just had my coffee and I was just excited, and they were just like, stream Dynamite at the end of the day, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So at the end of the day, when everyone else got off the call, I streamed the video and it was pretty good. Like, I hear a lot of BTS hate, and I actually listened and watched the visuals for the Dynamite video. And normally the K-pop or pop in general isn't things that I typically listen to, but I'm very confident I know good music when I hear it. I know good songs when I hear it. And so when you first look at this group of individuals, you can tell right off the bat the way they present themselves and the way that they appear is they hold feminine features within their face, the way they dress, they wear makeup. And some people typically do have a problem with that. I think it is important as men to be embracing with your feminine side. So when I saw them, what I saw was Prince, how he was. He was still a man, but he was embracing his feminine side. So when I see these guys, they're a little more feminine than what we're used to in America. But what's important to them and what's important to their success is the fact that they're literally being themselves. They're not trying to assimilate into American culture. They're owning what they're about. And it's really, I appreciate that, because when you have that sort of impression on children, you're not teaching them to try and be like another individual. You're teaching them to be themselves. Embrace yourselves, and the universe will reward you with success. And I say that to say, like, they had traits that are similar to Prince, meaning they embrace their femininity, but if you look closely, they also pay homage to Michael Jackson in that video, which I greatly appreciate, because Michael Jackson is definitely one of my favorite musicians, and it should be one of your favorite musicians ever created, just artists in general, which that's euphemistic if you ask me, but definitely one of the greatest entertainers. He wasn't afraid to stand up for himself. He went to war with people in the music industry because he was an intelligent man. He understood how the game goes. And he was rewarded, and ultimately was, he had his end because of people don't want him here. But at the end of the day, they pay homage to one of the greatest, the greatest entertainers, dancers, musicians, Michael Jackson. I definitely appreciate that. And to be honest, their use of color in the video, it grabs the watcher or the viewer's attention. And it's just a lot of different elements. Like, they were dancing in front of this disco place. It was just really, it's satisfying to listen to that and watch and just watch some people just be themselves and not really, it's like a carefree video. It's kind of relieving in this world where people, they get, disturbed by anybody doing anything that is different. And people honestly do fear what is different. They call that xenophobia. It's not just tied to Islam. Xenophobia is fear of the other. And things that are not what we're used to, things that are what we consider other, is scary. And people don't want to embrace those things naturally because of the way we are in America. And I don't even think that's just America. I think that's just societies in general. Because the society will respond in a negative way, you doing something other or something that they're not used to. So to see that is a good reminder of, okay, I see they're doing what they were called to do, which is to bring people together through music. Many people have done it, but they're doing it in a different way. I'm supposed to do that in my own craft. You are supposed to do that in your own craft. You are supposed to become the best version of yourself unapologetically. I don't have to apologize for speaking on black issues. I don't have to apologize for saying whatever I want, such that there's no negative consequence as a result, right? Unless somebody just found a negative thing to say about it. But for the most part, I try my best to put out things that could help people. And if this helps you, I encourage you to share it with someone so that you can help another individual. But regardless, the theme of this is be yourself, and the universe will reward you for being yourself, owning it, and working your talents as if you ain't even good at it. You working the things that you good at, you working even harder at those things, and you will become a beast. You will become one of the greats. I think they broke a world record on YouTube. When did this video come out, man? I had me watch the trailer before. It came out August 20th, that's 7 days ago. 219 million views, 15 million likes, and you have 675,000 haters because of whatever reason. And you can't do anything, get these dudes their props. They're dope and they are successful and they are themselves. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you like this video, please give a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. We have more messages like this coming very soon. And don't forget to leave a comment. Share this with someone. I'll see you all on the other side. Peace.